This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're supposed to be getting some news out of Washington later today. If we may be the whole country going on lockdown. I never thought it would come to this. If there's going to be guidance on what they want us to put over our faces. Obviously, a lot of us don't have masks. They want to make sure we aren't hoarding masks. If we have an order to put something on our face, obviously our healthcare professionals aren't going to be able to get a good crack at them since everybody's going to panic that they don't have things on their face. And are bandanas and scarves good enough? Personally, I don't mind any barrier. I mean, I think a little bit of a barrier is still better than no barrier, but people need to realize that they can't have a false sense of security, because if they sneeze on that bandana, or if they spit when they talk, or like suck on it, like if I had a bandana, I would like keep sucking it in. I don't know why I would do that. I just probably do because I inhale a lot like that. And so my guess is it would get wet from respiratory humidity. And then if that's the case, it's not a very effective barrier. So, we're going to hear from the government on that. But Dr. Fauci is flirting with the idea of everybody staying at home. Now, before we take your opinions, because I really want to hear from your opinions, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. And good to see you guys. Thank you for being there and listening live. There's been a couple arrests. Now, I'm a little confused by this, okay? So apparently there was a paddle boarder in Malibu, and he was social distancing, but he got arrested. This is being reported by Fox News because he violated the stay-at-home order. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't J-Lo go to a gym that was open privately for her and her husband? But was that before the stay-at-home order? I could swear that might have been around the same time, but I could be wrong. So I don't think they got arrested, but the paddleboarder did, and I could be wrong. Maybe she went to the gym prior to the stay-at-home order. But he was arrested. He was booked at, I believe, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. And he was, I guess, just paddleboarding. And I don't believe there was anybody around him for, like, feet. He did it for about 30 to 40 minutes. Deputies had to send a patrol boat to tell him to get back inside. Then we have another gentleman in Columbus who I guess was charged for, quote, inducing panic after he claimed he had coronavirus and violated the stay-at-home order. So we're starting to look at arrests. Okay, this is not something we've seen in America, not during my lifetime and maybe not prior, but where now you have the government that is going to go after you. I mean, you will be prosecuted. You will be jailed if you violate any of the freedoms you thought you had. Now, I get it. Coronavirus, when you have an epidemic, all rules go out the door. When everybody prostrates themselves, is that the other word where you prostrate yourself before the Lord or before the government saying, help me, help me, help me, you know, they get to, I hope I'm using that word right, you know, but is it prostrate? Prostrate, when you prostrate yourself. All right, yeah, yeah, no, can't make money doing that. You know, you have people now dependent, they're scared, and they're begging for the government to help. So the government says, all right, we're going to take over. So I want to hear from you guys over this next hour, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or even right now on Facebook Live. Should a stay-home order for everybody be in effect? And should people be arrested if they violate it? Where I stand with the whole stay-at-home order is you can't have part of the country on lockdown and part of the country not. So if you're going to do a shutdown or lockdown, it can't be halfway. But the problem is we're already doing it halfway because we have to have essential workers out there. I mean, I drove to work today, right? Media, you're essential, and, you know, I do my telemedicine, et cetera. Oh, there's Hubby, everybody. Yay! Oh. All right. So, the Hubby's very essential to me. But there's people still driving out there. They're going to the store. They're working at the bank. God bless everybody. And, you know, I mean, our non-essential population needs essential out there. So, is this stay-at-home order kind of a farce? I mean, I get how, you know, we've done an amazing job in Nevada, and kudos to Governor Sisolak for, you know, trying to curb more spread. I mean, it's difficult for any politician, but we're not really completely shut down. Not that I want to be, because, you know, we still need essential services. So if spread is still going on, and we have a lot of people in the essential services field, then, and industries, then are we really on essential lockdown? And then are we approaching this whole epidemic wrong because we have an economy that is completely shut down? We have unemployment that's surpassing 10 million, if not more. We have people not working, people gaining weight. Trust me, they're gaining weight at home, possibly at risk for divorce because they're fighting and grumpy and all that. And people losing revenue. We're relying on the government. I just heard from a bunch of people that they did not get their unemployment checks since the 18th. So we're kind of brewing a whole new mass problem. And if the lockdown isn't really being done at 100% effectiveness, then are we making more problems than it's worth? So, I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In terms of arresting people, I get a little nervous because now we're starting to see an arm of the government that we've been trying to protect ourselves against from the Constitution for a long, long time. I get if somebody has an infectious disease that could kill somebody, you need to keep them apart. I also understand that if your business is shuttered, you want to make sure that that business doesn't get looted. So I understand how the first responders and our police force need to, enforce the laws and the rules. But I get a little nervous about somebody just paddleboarding, staying their social distance, enjoying nature, and getting arrested. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637, GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. So I asked you guys, should the whole country be on a stay-at-home order? Sean says yes. Let me see. We're kind of taking a poll here. We have Michelle saying, I think a warning would be okay, but not arrested. Vanessa says, tell it like it is. Oh, good girl. Hi, Vanessa. George writes, most Americans, this is on my Facebook Live, but of course you can call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Most Americans will follow the rules, he says. For those who choose not to, they should be arrested. Charles writes, hello. Hey, thank you. Hi. Tim said, loves you on Fox. Thank you. Yeah, I was on Fox News. I was on Laura Ingraham. I'll tell you about that and what we talked about. Mark says, no. We should not be on the whole country at stay-at-home orders. Martel says people should not get arrested first time, but get a warning. Okay, so that's interesting. Let me see what else we have from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Chuck says, yes, the whole country should have been in a stay-home order months ago. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Rob says, having some states locked down and allowing some states not to be locked down is like having a peen section in a swimming pool. That's brilliant. Thank you, Rob. So true. That, I didn't think of that analogy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'd rather hear you guys say them than read them, but that's fantastic. So where are we at? Well, all right. So far globally, we have 1,062,000 coronavirus cases. Now, this is, again, by Worldometer. 56,000 deaths, 225,000 people have recovered. Thank God. Would like to see more recovered. In the U.S., the numbers are a little startling. Now, hold on a second. I apologize. No, here we go. These are the latest. There was actually, I believe, the numbers had to drop. The numbers actually were higher, and then they dropped as they were verified. But in the U.S., we have 6,500 deaths caused by 258,000 cases. We still have about 5,700 in critical condition. Italy comes up next with 119,000 cases with 14,600 deaths. So more than double the deaths, less than half the cases. Spain has 117,000 total cases, total deaths 10,000. Germany, 89,000 cases with 1,200 deaths. China, 81,000 cases with 3,300 deaths. France, 59,000 cases with 5,300 deaths. Iran, 53,000 cases with 3,200 deaths. The UK, 38,000 cases with 3,600 deaths. Switzerland, 19,000 cases with 500 deaths, about 573. So the U.S., if you look at our stats, we're doing pretty darn good in terms of the total number of deaths to the total number of cases. Now, why are our statistics, even though I still think 6,500 deaths is way too many, there's nothing to rejoice about that or to find positive in that. But when you look at Italy having, you know, about 9% death rate, when you, you know, look at some of the other countries, you know, USA is doing pretty good. Germany, I don't want to say doing pretty good. I hate using that term. But in terms of, you know, the percentage, our percentage of deaths is not going to the same degree or reaching the same degree as others, because I think we have fantastic medical care. I think we have fantastic hospitals, nurses, doctors, first responders. And, you know, it's very hard to bring up positive things, you know, when, you know, we're talking about death and we're talking about disease. But I really think somebody needs to say, you know, kudos to what we're doing and, you know, to all the work our first responders and our essential employees and our law enforcement and everybody's doing. So, you know, yes, we still have a death toll that's rising. In the United States, of those 6,500 deaths, New York, of course, takes most of them, 2,900 with over 100,000 cases of coronavirus. New Jersey has 25,000 total cases with 537 deaths. Michigan comes in next with the amount of deaths at 417, even though they don't have as many cases as California. California has over 11,000 cases with 246 deaths. And I live in Nevada. Nevada, we have 1,400 cases with 38 deaths. It's rising. Maybe not to the degree as others, but it is rising. And, you know, the question keeps coming up. What are people dying of? Well, we assume they're dying of respiratory failure. When, you know, the virus gets in, they have theories of how it clogs up or prevents air exchange. And, you know, whether it's inducing an immune system or whether it's causing more mucus to be made and then the mucus makes plugs. You know, unfortunately, you can't administer some of the medicine if you have these plugs in there. So it takes some real, you know, comprehensive, sort of a management team as well as, you know, treatment regimen in order to be able to get those lungs working again. But we also have people with heart attacks. We have people with sepsis. And so, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that on Laura Ingraham's show, and she did a fantastic job last night. She interviewed me on Fox News on the models and why the models seem to differ from the actual stats. I believe one of the models said New York was going to be dealing with 57,000 hospitalizations, and Governor Cuomo said there was 13,000 hospitalizations. So, you know, why is there that disconnect? And I had brought up how, you know, we need, you know, the data coming in a lot more accurately than it has, and we probably need all researchers on deck, all, you know, statisticians, all recorders, all anybody in the research field, we need them on deck, because somebody could take the electronic medical records, make sure they're documented and recorded correctly, and then analyze who has what illness prior to coming in, you know, what are they suffering from, is it a bacterial pneumonia, is it a pneumonia caused by the virus, you know, were they going to get pneumonia anyway, and then they just happen to coincidentally also test positive for coronavirus. So we need this data. And the funny thing is we have the data now. We have the data. Anybody that has been in a hospital with electronic medical records, if somebody appropriately, you know, did a good history and documented the history correctly and documented what was, you know, the care that was taken, we have the data. We have, if we have 258,000 cases in the U.S., and we've had 11,900 recover, and we currently have 91,000 active cases. I'm sorry, that's New York. I'm sorry. But if we have, you know, let's say, I don't know, 100 or 250,000 active cases. Okay, yeah, I get that's a lot of cases, but I mean, we get all researchers on deck and we start crunching the numbers. We come up with a database or a spreadsheet that we all can agree on. It gets filled out and we do the analysis. Now we have little tables coming out of, sources. Like, you know, with New York, when they break down the cases in New York, you could see, you know, how many men, how many women. Most of the sites, when you look at the individual states on Worldometers and you pull it up, they break down, you know, what each state, and, you know, we'll talk about that in the next segment. You know, how many are women, how many are men, you know, how many have, you know, pre-existing conditions, how many don't have pre-existing conditions. And so, you know, we're getting some of that data piece by piece, but we need that throughout the country, and we need, I guess, you know, a little bit more detail. So we're in New York, for example, of their cases, the majority of them, the highest percentage was between 18 to 44 of the total cases. Right? Then we have unknown age, 110 of them. Unknown age, we also have unknown sex of 67 of them. Of the 1,500 deaths, they break that down in another graph or chart. And pre-existing medical conditions could be diabetes, it could be lung disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, kidney disease, liver disease. And with that, we need the questions answered. Was the diabetes in control before they got sick, or was the diabetes not in control? Because if somebody with out-of-control diabetes, a lot of times the first time you see that is because they're fighting a pneumonia. Or they're sick, or they're battling a major, you know, illness. So, again, this is where we need specifics, people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease expert, owns up to doing some not-so-smart things as he helps lead the White House effort to stem the spread of the new coronavirus. Things like forgetting to eat and not getting enough sleep. The blunt-speaking Fauci also has had to contend with a deluge of online threats and uncomfortable personal encounters with admirers as the pandemic consumes his every hour. Nevertheless, the 79-year-old epidemiologist insists he's just doing his job. Still, concerns about his safety are serious enough that Fauci now has a security detail. The Department of Health and Human Services requested that the U.S. Marshals Services authorize special agents from the HHS Inspector General's office as part of Fauci's protection, according to people familiar with those arrangements. The Justice Department approved a request to deputize 9 agents to protect Fauci. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Taking your questions, your comments on should the whole country be on a stay-at-home order? 1-877-362-3254. Bob says, remember, without washing your hands well and often, social distancing doesn't work. Dina writes, I think we should be on strict stay-at-home orders when our states are we supposed to hit their peaks and for some time after their peak. That's also a good point. There are peaks that are being hypothesized and predicted by some models. We need to talk about that as well. And in terms of I don't want to wait for the peak, but I see what she's saying. And then, let me see, sorry, there's a lot of you guys out there. That's fantastic. Please keep them coming. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Steve Sanchez, my radio buddy. Oh, he says hello. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Steve Sanchez, you got to listen to him on KDWN. So we're taking this poll, and we're trying to take the temperature, right? Is that how you call it, the temperature of the country when it comes to something like this? Because you have cities and counties out there that are scared to death of going on lockdown. When you see pictures of the Las Vegas Strip, and it is deader than a doornail, and Las Vegas is, I like to call it the heartbeat of the entertainment industry, but Hollywood might, you know, take that name. But when you see that, it's really disheartening. When you see parks empty, when you see, you know, streets empty, it's like what you would see in a movie if there was a war, or, you know, people bunkering down or thinking an asteroid was coming, or, you know, we were going to get attacked, God forbid, by a nuclear, you know, war. You wouldn't expect to see that from a virus that, for some, destroys their lives, kills them pretty rapidly. For others, does nothing. You know, and this disconnect we have of where some people have coronavirus and are home twerking to TikTok, whereas others are fighting for their lives, confuses people. Okay, the American public, now that we are in April and going into our third and a half month of being aware of this virus, would like some answers. And I'm not saying we have all the answers at this time, but we should be able to come up with some. And I had said that I thought this came to America before December. Obviously, when China told us December 31st, we got 70,000 cases over here, someone need a bat. Okay, I didn't really buy that. And yes, that is a fake story. Nobody had sex with a bat. I mean, maybe somebody did have sex with a bat, but that's not where we think this came from. My guess is it was around, oh, way before then. Well, now we have a report that travel data shows 3.4 million travelers from future COVID hotspots poured into the U.S. before the pandemic erupted, including 750,000 from China before the travel ban. They say the figures are from December, January, and February, and according to the numbers, we had almost 800,000 people enter the U.S. from China. Another 343,000 traveled from Italy, 418 from Spain, 1.9 million from Britain. So medical experts cannot really say how many of those travelers were infected. But we didn't really start testing until we were able to have a test till about February, March. So it was around. It was, and my guess is even before December. So then my suggestion is we get that group of people that said, you want to know what? I felt like I had the flu. November, December. I didn't feel right. And we do the antibody test that looks to see if they had prior exposure. Now, it's a little difficult, not as easy as it sounds, because you could have coronavirus and not elicit any symptoms. So it's really difficult to pinpoint if your November sickness was coronavirus or not. But we need to identify how many people don't have symptoms. I know they say 1 out of 10, 1 out of 4, back and forth we're hearing, you know, different numbers on you know, people that are asymptomatic. But we need those numbers, and a lot more accurately if we can, because then we could identify how deadly this virus is. We decided to shut down the you know, multiple states, and now we are contemplating shutting down the country. And trust me, they're going to do it. There is going to be enough, you know, support where they're going to say, just shut the country down. And you're going to have people in Iowa and, you know, West Virginia and Kansas and Oklahoma who are trying to feed the families and, you know, trying to still keep the country afloat going, why? Now, we need essential businesses. And our shutdown is kind of a farce. Like Lou had said on Facebook, you know, you can't really officially be completely shut down. That's not, because, you know, who's manning the gas stations? Who's manning the grocery stores? So are we, you know, putting certain people at risk when we do that? You know, I just spoke to somebody who worked at a grocery store from Publix, and he said everybody in the area goes there now. And, and whereas he would have probably had less exposure before the shutdown. So these are things we need to think about. And I'm not saying I'm anti-shutdown. I mean, if you're going to do a shutdown, I guess you got to do it right. But it's impossible to do it right because you have to have, you know, essential businesses open. So if that's the case, then how are we, you know, how are we limiting the disease, not exposing others? How are we, you know, containing, how are we learning more about it? To shut down the country like we have, extend it to even more, cripple industries, when we might have a much lower percentage of mortality, is going to not be an easy pill for people to swallow. Now, some of you out there may be going, well, yeah, it's easy to shut down because the government is giving us money. Well, now, have any of you guys gotten your money from the government yet? So has anybody gotten their stimulus check of $1,200 per single person who makes under $90,000 or $75,000? Okay, so nobody's gotten those yet. This SBA loan that businesses can get to help pay their employees, there's a lot of stipulations on what has to happen for you to get the money back. And if anything goes wrong or anything doesn't follow to a T, they could use that as an excuse to not forgive the loan. So you know, people don't want to borrow more money while they think they're already going to be in debt unless they think that the money's going to be forbeared. It's a fantastic gamble. But when you look at it, it's, okay, well, 90% of your employees have to be hired back. Well, what if a bunch of your employees don't want to come back? What if their kids are out of school now for good the rest of the year? And they're like, I'm fine with unemployment. I don't really think I want to go back to work and be exposed. I'm not coming back. What happens if you offer your employees they don't want to come back? Do you then not get the loan forgiven? I'm hearing from people they still haven't got their unemployment checks. I'm hearing that some of these websites may be down because so many people are trying to approach them. So, when you're telling the whole country that they're going to shut down, this is what they're hearing, and they're not really that hip on it. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Excuse me, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know, listen, I got allergies, so don't give me crap about coughing. Everybody is so afraid to cough. Once you think about not coughing, I don't want to make you guys do that, but just if you tell yourself don't cough, then you cough. I mean, I'm looking right now at an email from somebody who doesn't have health insurance, and they're very, very scared, and they don't know what to do next. And so, right now we're kind of recommending that if you don't have income, you'll probably qualify for Medicaid. And that's a very easy go-to. Contact your state Medicaid office and see if you can get on Medicaid. Well, NBC News is saying the record number of unemployed Americans will stress the state Medicaid programs. Where's all the money coming from? They bring up Andrew Parsis. He didn't pay off his prosthetic leg at the end of March as planned because he didn't know if he'd be able to afford groceries. He worked as a bartender in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Have you ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania? Very cool place. And he worked there as a bartender until the coronavirus pandemic closed the business last month. So he is now one of the millions of Americans who signed up for unemployment over the past 2 weeks. According to NBC News, while Parr's employer maintains his health insurance for now, he does expect to lose it soon. His fiancée, Tara DeLute, is 31 years old, was furloughed from her job managing a spa, and she lost her coverage. That leaves her with few options to treat her fibromyalgia and endometriosis. Now both are worried that they won't be able to pay their medical bills without health care coverage. He goes, I can't believe it's 2020. We live in the richest country in the world, and we have to be under so much stress about health care. 156 million Americans depend on their employers for health insurance. They had before the pandemic, which, again, I said was something that we should have fixed before Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, because when a recession hits and employers fire you, to keep that health insurance, to have that health insurance also lost is a double whammy. The employer cannot be responsible for your health insurance as well. It doesn't work. I don't see that working. I don't want the government involved, or I don't want the government in control, but having your employer, the person that feeds your family and provides your health insurance, it's just a little too much on the employer's shoulders, because as soon as, you know, the poop hits the fan, they have to let you go. So now with 10 million people filing new unemployment claims over the past 2 weeks, an estimated 3.5 million workers most likely have lost their health insurance. That's according to a study from the Economic Policy Institute. In response to an overwhelming number of people expected to sign up for Medicaid, right now they provide already over 70 million. A couple years ago it was at 72 million, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was more with health care coverage, and that's already taxing everybody. Washington State has gotten a significant not taxing everybody in terms of paying taxes, in terms of taxing each state. Washington State has gotten a significant increase of about 35,000 new applications over the past 10 days. The Washington State Health Care Authority also told NBC News, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services said 12,000 more applications have been submitted. So one of you had written, and again, we're taking your calls and comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, where why not Medicaid just become the public option? We predicted that there would be some sort of socialization of medicine and some sort of dependency on the government. I never predicted this. Okay? Never predicted this. This blows my mind. And the go-to safety net would be Medicaid. The problem with that is, again, it's a false sense. I don't want to say false narrative, but it's a false sense of health insurance. Okay? If you have Medicaid, all right, how often are you able to get in with the doctor? How many Medicaid providers do we have? Not enough. If you do have Medicaid, are you getting the, you know, every 3 month high blood pressure checks and, you know, the every 3 month blood diabetes checks, and are you getting the full panel of blood? I mean, I know it's better than nothing, but Medicaid is not the fanciest insurance. It's very, very skeleton. And a lot of doctors don't take Medicaid because they weren't paid. When I was a Medicaid provider, they'd pay on maybe 2 out of every 5 claims. It just didn't work for us. Or somebody would be Medicaid pending, but still take care of them, because that's what you do when you're a doctor. You take care of them no matter what their payment status is. And again, not get paid. So, you know, when your employees need their paychecks and your landlord needs their rent, you got to start figuring out, you know, that you need to get money coming in. So Josh Bivens, the Economic Policy Institute's Director of Research, says you definitely see in the data that as unemployment goes up, the Medicaid rolls up. They said that's good and it's supposed to happen. It's a safety net. But this is a quick enough shock that it could be a huge financial burden on Medicaid systems. How many states had money for a third of their population going on unemployment? Now, again, people say, but look, these SBA loans or these paycheck protection programs are supposed to cover the employer so that health insurance doesn't get dropped. That's if you are able to apply for it and get the money. It might work. It might be one of the best programs ever to have been devised. But in my neck of the woods, we are going into our third, actually we are finishing, I believe, our third week of lockdown. And I haven't heard of anybody getting their money and some people not getting their unemployment. And now we are having millions and millions of businesses apply for a Small Business Administration loan. How quickly do we think that money's going to happen? Now, what's happening on the landlord front? Are landlords allowing you to defer? It looks like not everybody's on board. I'm hearing that some people are basically getting the written middle finger when it comes to that. Others are saying, you know what, just pay me half for now. All right, but if your business isn't working, how is that supposed to happen? And I get the landlords because the landlords owe money to the bank. And I don't believe we've heard from the bank, with the exception of Small Business Administration loans, to hold off on your payments. And if we do have that, it's only about 6 months. The average person is thinking that their business is done for. Now, I have a couple of businesses. We talked about that. I own 2 Supercuts. And staff is fantastic. Staff is absolutely amazing. I cannot wait for us to reopen, hire them all back. And I am praying that I don't have to worry about hiring them all back because we, it's a service that people are going to need. I'm seeing pictures on Facebook of people's bangs being all the way down to their nose. There's a video circulating that my friend posted where a wife tried to cut, or a girl tried to cut her boyfriend's hair and messed it up. And the boyfriend kind of freaked out about it, you know. And so I think those non-essential businesses are going to, you know, definitely have a influx of customers. But I also believe that because the economy is so bad and many people lost their job and many people don't want to go back to work, so a lot of companies can't staff, that we're not going to have a lot of extra money out there. So I think the economy is going to be very, very slow, probably for years because of this. And people are going to freak out because the next shutdown could happen when the fall hits. Nobody has given any assurance that this isn't going to happen again. Nobody has said, look, guys, you know what? If we shut down this once, we're not going to do it 6 months from now when Corona makes a comeback. Or when the flu starts to kill kids. So you start to wonder if people are going to be more like, you know what, I think I'll just, you know, stay on welfare, stay on unemployment or whatever I can, and I'm going to play it safe because I don't want to get sick again. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.